Blimey, someone's early. Hello, Chris.
Morning, Dave.
What are you doing? I've not seen you in the building at 5:45 in about 6 months. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Is this a setup? What's going on here?
I'm very drunk.
Really?
I have not been to bed.
Oh, can we get Chris some bread, please?
Bread?
Yeah, bread. I'll soak it up.
I'm not going out on a night out with you. If that's what your answer is. No, you're right. I haven't been in this time in the morning since the first...
Hello, by the way. Good morning.
Morning, Dev. Hey. How are you?
Hey, I'm very good.
Well, I was a bit late the other morning by about 10 minutes. And Dave was late the other week by about 20.
Right. Remember this.
And, so I thought we need to make it up to our audience and we need to do a bit longer. So we could do till 10:30.
Right.
And give Fern a break.
That could work.
But right. We thought, stuff her. No one gives you a break.
Yeah.
So
what about me? What about
as
Dev?
Of 6 o'clock, you can go home. And we're all in.
Are you joking?
No. And you can have your weekend early and you can be in bed before the end of your show.
Are you winding me up? Are you kidding me? You're not going to be,
No.
Choking off. I can go home at 6.
You can go home at 6.
Really?
Yeah.
I talked to my resident DJ, get him on and then gone.
Yeah, song, pips, and then instead of going, morning 6 o'clock, alarm clock crew, you go, see ya.
Can we do this every week? How about that?
No, don't push it.
All right, okay.
But this is my present to you, my gift. I came in the other morning, I looked at you through the glass, and I'm like... I'm in so late now, I don't even come in and say hello. So I thought, well, I'll come in and say hello and then go, you can go home if you want.
I'm gobsmacked. I knew Producer Sarah was up to something.
There you go.
Just wandering about in there. Come here, bring it in.
Come on
over here. Thank you, Chris.
Well, I've done the shift and no one ever says thanks. So, you know, there you are.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm welling up now.
You actually look really delighted.
I am. Get to go home. All right, what are we going to do? We're going to play another record, get Rizzo the DJ on. All right, let's get him on. All right. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, team.
I'm ready when you are.
All right, then. So, I'm all over the place now. I don't know what to do. All right, let's do this. BBC Radio 1. You ready, Chris?
Yep. Yeah, we're all ready.
Anybody missed a couple of minutes ago, I get to clock off early. You get an extra half an hour of the Chris Moore Show.
You get to what off early?
Clock off early?
Just checking.
Yeah, we're clocking in early.
Well, because you're on till 6:30 every day.
Right.
But today, you can go home.
Yeah.
So, after these pips, it's whatever you want to do.
Huh?
It's exciting, isn't it?
I don't know what to do, man. I'm just...
this. Hey, Dev!
Hey!
I'm only joking. No!
Do you know what? I was just thinking maybe you could go for breakfast or something, but the cafe isn't open yet, is it?
Nah, not for another half an hour at least.
It's just like a little present to you, Dev.
It is. Thanks. I've got nothing to give you back in return, by the way, apart from love.
Well, no, you don't need... This is us giving you back.
Yeah,
this
you've,
is
not the you've other done that already.
Oh, you've not give to receive. That's good.
No.
Well, commendable.
Let's not go down that road. But now, what time would you normally go to bed then on a Friday? You'd finish at 6:30, out the door by 6:30 and 10. Seconds.
Yeah, that was right. Well, I normally check out about 45 minutes of the show, go for a kip, go for uni a couple of hours, and then sort of bleach it for the rest of the day. Yeah, I reckon I'd be in bed by about 7:15 normally.
So are you uni today?
No, only 3 days of the week this semester.
So you could go to bed now?
Yeah.
And sleep for 8 hours.
Yeah, could do.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Wow. The weekend starts here.
This actually worked out really well because I'm away this weekend and I'm supposed to meet a mate of mine after work who always arrives late. He might actually be on time now. This is good.
See? Well, get him called up.
Yeah?
I should do
that first, shouldn't I?
And are you going up? What, are you going away for a filthy weekend with a friend?
Do we want to talk about this on the radio? No, I don't think I do. I just
that sounds like a yes.
Yeah,
that's a definite yes.
Happy Friday.
Yeah,
he's trying to make a stupid joke, and then you're going.
Oh dear, that backfired, didn't it? So, what do you want to do? You want to play some music?
Well, I can press a button and play some songs, and then you can go.
All right. No, look, seriously, guys, thank you very much. I would say I'm going to be listening, but I've got to jump in a cab.
I don't blame you.
And go
to sleep.
You do whatever you want.
And your producer, Sarah, should do the same. Enjoy it.
All right, yeah.
Unless it's you and Sarah going away for a mucky weekend.
Yeah.
All right, hey, that's not till next weekend. All right, well, look, have a good rest of the show, guys.
Cheers, Dan.
Bye. BBC Radio. Every
day I'm shuffling.
Yeah!
Hello!
Good morning, everybody!
This is weird.
You're not late if you've just woken up.
No.
No. It's 10 to 8. What time do you call this?
Do you know, this is very confusing for me already. It really is.
So here we are. I'm not Dev. I'm Chris Moyles. Now, has Dev left the building? Do we know
totally.
Yet?
Oh, totally.
He's gone already.
Totally. Yeah. I went to say goodbye and I had to kind of walk after him as he was walking out.
Bye-bye, bye.
He's in a different postcode already.
So, basically, it's got a long story short. It's 10 past 6, Friday morning, and the Chris Moyles Show is on early.
The Chris Moyles Show.
And we're all here and awake.
National Radio.
Which in itself is amazing.
It is amazing.
So basically, I was late the other morning, and Dave was late the other week by less, obviously, than I was. And then I came into work, I don't know, Wednesday morning, and I looked through the glass at Dev and gave him a little wave. And I just thought, you know, I haven't been in to see Dev in the studio and even said hello for such a long time because I get in, he's finishing, then I start, and then that's it. And then we talk for half an hour, and he's gone. So we weeks can go by where we don't physically even see each other.
Ships in the night.
Does he? I didn't know.
No, like passing ships in
got
the night.
You. Okay. So I just thought to myself, we could come in early and make up for the lateness, and Dev gets a break. Dev can go. So I said to Alan, I went, do we start at 6 o'clock on Friday and Dev can go home early? And he went, yeah, could do that. And it dawned on me this morning, Dev might go, I don't want to go. So I said, well, if he says that, I'm happy staying, then we'll just hang around. I went into Dev at 5:45 this morning and he goes, what are you doing here? And I explained and I went, so if you want, at 6 o'clock, when the pips go, instead of doing half an hour as you normally would and then finishing, you can go home. And he went, can I? So he was, so he's gone. He's gone already.
He
couldn't
believe his luck, could he?
And so here we all are. And I was just telling everyone, I tried to get an early night last night, but then I ended up watching David Walliams' documentary about his Thames swim, which was brilliant. Last night, 9 o'clock.
It was really good.
Then it was Celebrity Juice.
Which was brilliant.
Robbie Savage and everybody. Now, and the weird thing is, I went to the loo and came back and missed what is now being referred to as the Radio 1 position.
Yes.
So I still don't know what it was.
Do you want me to show you?
Yeah?
I can show you if you want. I mean, this is entirely
Was this
visual.
With Gino?
Yeah, so what happened was, they were talking about different positions.
Right.
In a bedroom way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they asked Gino that he obviously had a special thing for Fern.
Please just show him, rather than explain it too much. I don't know, it feels mucky.
It's not going to be mucky, don't worry. So anyway,
it doesn't matter, it's Dev's show.
So, exactly.
It's late night.
He'll get the complaints.
Morning.
If someone complains now, it'll be on Dev's log.
Hello, I'm Dev.
So anyway, so because they know that Gino has a bit of a fancy spot for Fern, they asked what his favourite position was, and he said, the Radio 1 position. Fern looks quite rightly bemused and goes, what's that? So Gino gets up off the desk and shows, and this is what he does.
I'm not sure I'm ready
for
this.
He shows it with Fern?
Yeah, this desk is a bit high, but essentially what he did is he stood on the desk
right,
facing Fern, whereby her face was
blocked by him.
Okay, what's the best way of saying this?
Himself.
Okay, the microphone was covering his belt.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Why is that the Radio 1 position?
Will you show me with Fern when she gets in at 10? Is that all right? Yeah. Would you do that?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
So, the microphone was where Gino's belt was.
Right. And that's the Radio 1 position.
Apparently so. But I've worked here for years and
he brings
a
microphone into the bedroom with him?
No. I've never seen that position here.
I've never seen it. And I've worked overnight.
Well, you've been married for years, Dominic. You've not seen any new positions for about 8 years.
Why do you say
it
like this?
You know?
Missionary
is the
bit
outrageous for you, isn't it?
It is like we're on late at night. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, we're not, by the way. No. So no F's and Jeff's.
Yeah.
So, I thought I'd have an early night. And by the way, for all of you listening now, we're going to have to explain this every link until 6:30 because people are going to be switching on going, why are you on now? What's going on? It will freak people out.
Yeah.
Anyway, I watched David Walliams. I text my number in, my £5 in on the text.
Was that what? On at 9 then?
Yeah, 9 till 10. Right. Slips of juice on at 10 o'clock. By the time I got to bed after faffing around and everything, I'm like, what happened to my early night? And then the alarm went off because I was worried about... I thought, I can't sleep in on the day that I've secretly arranged to get in early because that would be a nightmare. So the alarm went off at like 4:40.
Right.
And it went off and I'm lying there going, this is... I don't need to do this. Yes, I do. Get up. And actually, I'm wide awake.
Mm. Well, I woke up this morning. And which is weirdly is my alarm. So the alarm goes off at 4:30. And I'm lying there.
That doesn't rhyme.
So I'm lying there and I'm thinking, I'm just going to snooze for a little bit. Oh, good, it's Friday, which means I can snooze a little bit longer. And then I think, hang on, didn't Allard say something about... and literally, this is a thought process. I'm lying there. I'm thinking, didn't Allard say something about Chris wanting to start at 6? I think, yeah, but no one texted me last night, so I haven't got confirmation of this, so maybe it's not happening. And I thought, oh, it's just a stupid idea that won't happen. And so I text Allard, literally lying in bed, going, is this really going to happen? He's like, yeah, I meant to text you last night, but it was a bit late and I don't want to wake you up. So I was like, right, I better get up now then. Yeah.
I remembered at 9:30, I thought, what if I was responsible for waking you guys
at
up?
At 9:30?
The night before the morning, we had to be in early.
Alec, you can text me at 9:30, that's fine.
Sometimes you do go to bed at 9:00.
I know, but I'll get it in the night, so to speak.
Well,
there we go.
He'll get it in the night. I actually got to bed earlier. Yeah.
The radio position.
And then Tina turns up this morning, sees me and goes, hi. Are you really early? Or am I really late?
Yeah. I'd forgotten.
I'd forgotten as well. It's only when I was booking my car for this morning, the guy on the phone went, Chris has moved his car forward. Are you sure you don't want to move your car forward as well?
No.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, thank you. Sorry.
Well, look, here we are then. So you can send us a little text if you're tuned in as well, 81199. Now, if you're one of those people that loves Dev but actually hates the Chris Moyle Show, this must be awful for
you. Oh, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, sorry about this, but...
I forgot about that bit.
Yeah. But otherwise, feel free to send us a text, 81199. We're here. What we'll do is we'll do the news as normal in 10 minutes and then we'll do the cheesy song.
Yes.
So in the meantime... I can't say it. In the meantime... In the meantime,
just do the breathing thing we talked about.
Happy place.
Let's play some music.
Well done.
Sweet.
So we've got an ad for our own show.
Everything happening today.
You technically crashed the vocal.
I'm sorry.
That was really smooth musically.
Yeah. I was on this. I practiced DJing everything.
Yeah.
Here's Lil Wayne.
Where everything happening today.
Brilliant.
You don't know whether you're coming.
Talking to each other again.
That's Lil Wayne and Mirror on Radio 1. Good morning. Hi, I'm Dev. It's 6:21. I've been going to my Chris Moyle's elocution lessons and I think I'm sounding just like him.
Hi, and I'm Sarah. And I've been going to my Dave electrocution lessons and together...
You sound nothing like him.
Nothing like him at all.
Sorry if your alarm clock's just gone off and you're freaking out. It is 6:21. Don't panic. We're on early. Okay, just want to get that out of the way. Thank you. So we can play an advert for our show now, but would that be weird or not? I don't think we need to play it.
Not
Dev
really.
Would normally play it this time, but we don't need to.
No, we don't need to.
I mean, that's massive self-promotion, isn't it?
It's basically saying that we're on in 8 minutes.
Yeah, I can do that now. You ready?
Yeah.
We're on in 8 minutes. We're on now.
For those people that wake up normally after 6:30 and listen to the cheesy song or the opening link, they won't know any of this.
I don't think we should say anything.
Should we just shut
I think
up?
You're right. Yeah.
Until maybe after 7, and then
no. Why should we say it?
So this is like a special.
Everyone listening now, you know we're on early. As soon as the news starts and the cheesy song starts, we're back into normal. I don't think we should tell anybody else, so they won't know.
Fair enough.
But you will. I mean, it's not the greatest present you could have, but still, anyway. 6:22. I want you everything as long as it's free. Lady Gaga! So if you've just woken up, I'm early, you're not late, okay? It's 6:25, relax. Morning, Chris, you just scared me. The coffee wasn't working. Suddenly hearing you and thinking, crap, I'm running late. Did the job, much obliged, says Daz. You're welcome. Go steady, Chris. You've nearly played an entire week's worth of music in the last 25 minutes.
Yep.
Says Buzz on the A1. My early morning brain can't handle this. You're in early and playing music? Yeah, 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 says Melissa. Thank you very much. Anyway, all back to normal in any second.
Ra, ra, ah, ah, Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga, ooh, la, la, what's your bad romance?
So, news, sport, weather, cheesy song, and we won't mention a tour that we were on early today.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
6:26.
Questions being asked about a failed mission to rescue a British...